everything caravan and camping. They've got everything.
Great to have you with us with our Everything Caravan and Camping podcast, sponsored by ECC Parks. My name's Scotty Hillier from Channel 7. Now, every week, we are going to take you to an ECC Park destination around this great country of ours. We're going to get you there safe with our weight and towing masterclasses. We've got tech tips. We're going to chat with influencers, as well as you, the listeners. We want to hear your questions, where you've been, what you're up to, something you want to know, something I haven't said, all of that. And every week, we're going to chat to the greatest chef ever given an open fire at a set of tongs, none other than Harry Fisher from Fire to Fork. I'm pretty excited. Let's go. Come on. ECC, it's a 24/7 marketplace for all things caravanning, camping, and 4x4. Now, with more than 10,000 products available from hundreds of popular brands, you'll find everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. Don't forget, subscribe to the newsletter and save a further 10% off the best brands, products, and prices. They're only a click away.
Come on. Let's go.
Everything caravan and camping.
Okay, it is weight and towing masterclass time on the podcast. Great, Dave Lewis is with us. How are you, buddy?
Good, Scotty.
What are we going to talk about today, weight and towing?
Probably when we look at a car and a caravan, mate, we've got six basic weight ratings, but the one I want to talk about today is table weight. The table weight of the caravan is measured at the tail hitch where it couples onto the car. The table weight is a very important factor for both the car and the caravan. So with a caravan, we like to see the tow bore weight of the caravan about 10% of the total loaded weight of the caravan. So if you have a caravan that's, say, weighs 3,000 kilos or 3 tonne, you'd want to have a bore weight somewhere between, say, 280 kilos and 320 kilos. If it was 300 kilos, it was perfectly 10%. So that's what we want to try and achieve. And the reason being that we want to maintain that good bore weight so that the caravan toes behind the car safely. A light ball weight can introduce sway into the caravan.
So, Dave, can I ask the question that people are thinking, I don't want to ask, but what affects the tow ball weight? Is it where you put stuff in the caravan, or is it that simple?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Anything. Caravans are usually, when they're designed, they go through the engineering process, they'll usually design a caravan so that when it's empty, or the tear weight, the unladen weight of the caravan, the ball weight will probably be a lot less than 10% of the caravan.
Yeah.
The reason being that caravans these days, most of the storage is forward of the axle. So you've got a front tunnel boot, you've got storage underneath.
Yes, the barbecue normally goes up there, the fridge is up there, all of that, yes.
So as we're loading stuff into the caravan, obviously the caravan is getting heavier, but so is the ball weight. So we want to make sure that we don't get a too heavy ball weight. So that the reason being is the tow bar of the car will have a designated rating. Most utilities and these things these days will have about 300, they'll be able to tow 3.5 tonne, 3,500 kilos, and they'll have a maximum ball weight of 350. So obviously if we're loading that caravan, we, number one, can't exceed 350. But more importantly, we want to try and get it as close as we can to 10% of the load weight of the caravan.
Yeah. And I know you come out and do all the measurements and weights, but for people that maybe just want to buy, have you seen the little arm you can buy? And you can, are they okay to use, the little tow ball?
Yeah, definitely.
You can buy?
Little
BCF sell them, little plug for BCF. They do sell them.
Yeah, BCF, they sell them. Yeah, spring-loaded ball scale. Yeah. Yes, they are good, mate. And look, they're accurate to within about 10 kilos. And that's something that you can keep in your kit, in your caravan, and something you can check quite regularly. The tow ball weight is an interesting weight because when we look at the caravan weight, the overall weight of the caravan disconnected from the car is called the aggregate trailer mass, or ATM. Yeah. So that tow ball weight is part of the calculation in calculating that ATM.
Yeah.
The other thing is when we hook the caravan to the car, that tow ball weight also becomes part of the calculation in the gross vehicle mass of the car. So the gross vehicle mass, or GVM, is the weight of the fully loaded car, people, fuel, cargo, pinnies on the top. So the ball weight now becomes part of the gross vehicle mass of the car. Again, we've got to make sure that when we load our car up and we hook the caravan on, if we've got a 300 kilo ball weight, then we need to make sure that we've got available 300 kilos available in the weight of the car.
Yeah, so there's a little bit in it. So even with your fridges and the freezers, if they're up the front, which they normally are, things like, I'm just using that to sound like an alcohol, but a carton of beer, you could put it at the back of the van and put it into the fridge freezer when you get to your destination.
So you could do too. So anything that goes behind the axle of the caravan will actually make the ball weight a little bit lighter. That's again, right. If you put, some people like put a box on the back and put a generator in it, you've got to make sure that we don't, by doing that, we don't make that ball weight too light. We want to try and maintain that 10% of the ball weight. The other interesting thing too, Scotty, is with the car, when you put that ball weight on the car, obviously the car, let's say the ball weight's 300 kilos. The car's now got heavier by 300 kilos.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting in how it impacts the car. So with a 300 kilo ball weight, when it goes on the car, the rear axle will increase its weight by about 1.5 times the ball weight. So if you've got 300 kilos of ball weight, you're going to put about 450 kilos of weight on your rear axle of the car, and you're going to make the front axle about 150 kilos lighter.
Yeah,
so there's just another compliance rating that we've got to be aware of.
Yeah.
And we've got to make sure that we don't exceed the rear axle capacity of vehicles too.
No, there's a bit of it.
It sounds a little bit complicated, but that's something that comes into play as well, especially once you load the car up with all the gear in it, the people are in it, we've got a capacity for the front and rear axle. So we've got to try and make sure that we don't overload that rear axle when the ball weight goes on.
Mate, plenty in it, but how do people get in contact with you to get it all perfect?
Yeah, Scotty, our website's mobilecaravanlane.com.au, phone number 0477 89 7700. And look, for any of the listeners listening to the podcast, and look, I'm more than happy to take any phone calls people need to, even if they just need to have a chat about it. It is really important. It's important for road safety to make sure that we get it all right, but the whole thing with all the caravan and car weights, it is confusing. If we do need to get it right and understand how it all works too by that same token.
Yeah, exactly right. Good on you, Dave. It's been great chatting, mate.
Thanks, Scotty. Talk to you soon.
Hope you're enjoying this, our ECC podcast. It's Tech Tip Time with the great man, Charlie.
Good to be here again,
yeah,
Scotty.
Yeah, I love having you. It's good. It's good to have company.
It's a brilliant break every week. Just come and have a chat. Yeah.
So where in this lovely world are we going?
So this week we're talking first aid kits.
Yeah, which is, I don't care if you're going away for a day, a week, a month, a year, towing a van, not towing a van, you need a first aid
kit. Yep, 100% recommend a first aid kit. And whenever you're starting out, this should be number one on your list.
Exactly.
And even more for us now, I was a little bit fast and loose before wife and baby decided to join.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that they're there, it's the one thing that I'm always conscious about, especially in the great country we're in.
Yeah.
Snakes and spiders tend to...
And do they come in different sizes, the first aid kit, or is it just one big one? They do
come in different sizes. So you got your day kit, it's a nice little small pouch, right up to your big comprehensive kits where you got everything you can possibly need for your big adventure.
And you've got the lot online.
That's it, mate. And we also have bundle packs with it as well. So if you want one for the car, one for the van, one for the other car as well, or one for the house, you can get all in one big kit.
Stop it. What don't you have?
I'm struggling to find it, to be honest.
Wow, and we say it every week, and we plug it throughout the whole podcast. It's because we're powered by ECC, this podcast, everythingcaravancamping.com.au.
Everything Caravan and Camping, it has everything caravanning and camping.
Look at you go, the wizard tech tip boy. We'll chat next week.
Yep, talk to you then, Scotty.
Okay, it's that time of the podcast. We catch up with influencers across this great country of ours, and we found a young lady who is a big influencer. Works for MDC, Melissa Scott. Morning.
Good morning. I love being called young. Thank you. Great way to start the day.
Well, I know if I call you young, you'll probably call me young back, so it makes me feel a bit better.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, how are you, Mel? You good?
I'm excellent. Really good, thank you.
So I guess kicking off, MDC, they attend nearly every trade show across this great country of ours. You're involved with them. What's your job with MDC?
Well, look, I've had the longest history with MDC. Right now, I've just really recently come on board as their community manager and working with their social, helping with their content and launching something very new and exciting.
Wow.
Very soon, can't talk about it. But I have a big marketing branding background, and I've worked with them back in their infancy when they first, probably 2 years into when they started, I was doing all their branding and graphic design and their first couple of websites. So I've known them for a very long time.
Yeah, and MDC, I mean, I know what it stands for, but tell the world what MDC stands for.
Well, it's Market Direct, but it kind of, we're now, that's kind of the history of the company, but it really is, we try to be called MDC. Because that's kind of what we are.
And I know, like, we're the ECC podcast and also a part of the family, Truma and Mike Kuhlman, and you guys have worked together for many, many years with using those products and successfully.
We have really great people, really great relationship, and I think it's going to stay the same for a long time coming.
Yeah, well, when you're on a good thing, Mel, well, you stick to it.
Yes, we do. That's how I keep coming back to MDC. It's a good thing, and you just keep on keeping on.
And a bit of the backstory, I guess, and we can tell the viewers, and as you say, it's talked about often, is that when we filmed with MDC on Creek to Coast about 7 years ago, with your late husband, Robbo.
Yeah, Steve Robson, I know. We had a beautiful relationship with MDC, worked with them for many years as their state manager for New South Wales. And then he was just getting back into the media role and he did a big trip with you. Yeah. I laughed my head off when I saw that you put him on the back of a horse. I felt so sorry.
Yes, that's right. Well, I laughed at myself putting me on the bloody horse. But we off camera, him and I were just saying, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah. It must have been a hell of a stallion, that's all I can say.
Oh, let me tell you, they were big. But look, I remember that trip vividly. He was such a character as well. And the marketing and media side just would have did suit him down to the ground.
Yeah. I know, he just fell into it. He's actually an ex-car salesman, so he just rolled into the role so well. Yeah. But, he was a real MDC man, and we did a lot of trips together. So I did a lot of camping trips with him that we sort of filmed and stuff out to Birdsville. We went across to Broome. I attended a lot of shows with him. Yeah. So I just sort of really, I've been such a part of his brand. It's kind of been such a lovely organic evolution end up here.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm. And MDC, majority, or is it all camper trailers?
Oh, we very much started out as camper trailers. Yeah. That's probably a lot of people remember it, but very much sophisticated caravanning now.
Yeah.
Lots of technology that's being launched with them, really focusing on the off-grid space and providing a lot of comfort and luxury. So we really kind of morphed into a bit of a luxury brand, but still extremely capable in the off-road, really high-level
operating. And I guess you being tight with MDC, this off-grid, off-road, it's what people want to do these days, isn't it? Get away from others and just do their own thing.
It really is. And the whole thing about, it's so funny, it's all about getting away from technology, getting off your devices. But actually when you're out there, it's all about the device, the technology within the caravan that makes 100%. It so comfortable.
Yeah.
No. So you can go out there. Probably when I did my last trip with them, what blew me away was the aircon and the diesel heater. My whole camping experience is ruined for life now.
Well, you know what? Like, my wife is an old time. I'm not going. It'll be too hot. It'll be too cold. But as you just said, air conditioning, heating, the vans these days, as you say, they're mini 5-star motels on wheels, all of them.
They really are. Yeah. It's an expectation of audiences now, and I think you just have to match that expectation. And one thing we do, I've got to say, is we really listen to what our customers want really pay attention and deliver. And a lot of the vans are actually show that innovation when they come out, the new ones that are rolled out. Aircon, a big feature.
Yes, I was going to say. But Mel, we talk about people in that space living, eating and breathing what they're selling or promoting, and you are you're a true example, because you sent me an email and you have a YouTube channel of the trip you did. tell all the listeners, did I read 12,000 Ks?
I know. I can't even believe it. And honestly, if you have a look at me, I'm a pretty petite, just little city girl. And I love camping. And obviously when Steve passed away, I kind of stopped camping because I had this belief that I couldn't do it on my own.
Yeah.
Which is a real sad thing. Like, I can, and I could tow before. I could tow our camper trailer. But I just had this thing I couldn't do it on my own. But anyway, I just realised I was never going to get back out camping again if I just didn't go.
Yeah.
So I got in touch with MDC and I took out, I test drove one of their caravans, little XD10E.
Yep.
And I did. I went from Sydney to Brisbane to Birdsville in convoy with the MDC owners group to the Big Red Bash. Then I left them, went all the way up to Corumba, up in the Gulf. I know, across the Savannah Way to do the Daintree, and then I did all of Cape York, which I never thought I could do on my own. I did that with a couple of members from the owners group, but I drove the whole thing. Yeah. I had to navigate the whole thing myself. And then back down to Brisbane and Sydney. So it was 12,000 Ks in 2 months.
Did you get home and just go, wow, look what I've just done? I did it. It must have blown you away.
Yeah, I got a bit emotional at different times on the trip. It was very empowering.
Yeah.
People say that word around. But you know what was one of the biggest things too was that everywhere I went, people would stop me, whether I was in a caravan park or just filling up a servo or just anywhere when they could see I was on my own. And men and women, and we were really blown away that I was doing that. So I'm kind of flying the flag for solo travellers, not just women, but solo travellers. I made friends everywhere.
Yeah, well, as you do. Yeah.
And don't stop. because you're on your own.
Yeah, just, good on you. God, it is empowering. And maybe a couple of tips. What did you pick up travelling on your own? Were there little things that you thought, I'll do that differently, or I should have done that, or I won't do that? Anything that springs to mind that you think, or you had it all pretty well covered?
Yeah. I paid a lot of attention because I'm in the MDC owners group, so yeah. I did my prior research and chatted to people that have done it before me.
Yep.
That was smart. There's also a solo women group in the MDC owners group that I chatted to women there, got some tips.
Yep.
There's another group I'll give a plug to. They're called Rolling Solo. They're for women of all ages, and they meet up for women. And they could be partnered or not partnered, but their partners don't like camping. They go out on their own.
Yeah.
But my big tip is, look, I love free camping and I love that kind of camping, but I did feel a little bit unsafe doing that by myself. So I would stay in caravan park and I would pre-book.
Yeah, perfect.
That is probably the number one safety tip. And now that I've done this big trip, I would be way more confident about staying in, you know, more bush camps and stuff by myself because I realize it's quite
good on you. And what's on the horizon? You've done you just did a little 12,000K. Have you got something planned or going to happen later in the year?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So I want to do some smaller trips. Like I've just relocated up to the Brisbane area.
Yes.
And so I want to do some trips around. Like I want to go to Australia. I want to go to Fraser Island and stuff. But I'm going to do another Birdsville trip in the middle of the year with the owners group. That's a thing we do every year.
Wow.
Go out to the Big Red Bash. And then we're going to head up. Some of us are just going to head up to the Northern Territory and do some remote spots up there. And I'll just document the whole thing like I do.
On YouTube, a little YouTube star. Yeah. I do a little bit. and the MDC owners group, that's another really great thing that MDC do. If you become part of the family, you've got these trips at your fingertips.
Yeah. Look, and the biggest thing about the owners group is 20,000 people strong and they're all legit owners. Yeah. So you've got to join the official one, and I'll actually give you the proper name of it because there's an official group that you join. And the beautiful thing with that group is it's independent.
Yep.
So it is, you will get people from MDC on there helping, like the after sales, got the service guys will help out with questions. And that's its biggest strength. If you have any questions, you want to do a trip like what I did and you want to prep on there, you go and ask a question in there and you got very dedicated fans of the page that will come in at any hour of the night and help you.
Oh, makes it easy, doesn't it?
And it's authentic. It's really authentic. Like but they get nothing from it except the pleasure of camping and helping.
Oh, look at you go, Mel. And I know MDC, people listening that will want to think or check out MDC, apart from the website, I guess, you can throw that out. Where can people look online?
Oh, definitely, Facebook, Instagram, really strong. YouTube channel is sensational, really strong. You'll find my channel, my little ideas on there. Look for that. And we've just gone over onto TikTok. I mean, join up to our database and get the newsletters.
Yeah, beautiful.
You've got this new thing coming out, which I wish I could say, but I can't say.
Oh, we look forward to it.
But we'll launch that. That'll be on all the socials. You'll see about that. Yeah. And that's a lot more content. We're really content rich.
Yeah.
Really content rich. But helpful content, not just salesy stuff, helping. That's what the whole purpose of my videos are. There's probably 15 hours of viewing time of my trip, where I went, what I did, tips, tricks, laughing at myself.
As you do. And, of course, people keen to get into the MDC life, you'll be at all the shows again this year, no doubt, or throughout
Australia. We're doing 52. We're doing 52 shows this year.
Stop it.
Huge amount. Wow. 50s, right? Yeah.
I know.
So multiple
shows.
Ones on weekends.
And all,
they're really dedicated.
Yeah, good. And all full of the Truma, my Coolman gear. So it's all one big, nice big family.
You can touch it, feel it, check it out. Talk to the guys because they're really experienced. And they go on these camping trips too. So they're a sales team that actually know what they're talking about.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, Mel, we could talk for hours, but we better show people are going, oh, my God, they're taking up the whole podcast. Look, fantastic to chat. Good luck on your next trip, and we may even catch up after you do your next one and you can let us know how you went.
I'd love that. That'd be so good.
Lovely. Thanks, Mel.
See ya.
Oh, it's that time of the podcast where I have to do a confession. I've got to tell Harry. How are you, mate? Harry Fisher, Fighter Fork.
Going very well, Scotty. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. Now, I did a creek to car, I've got to tell you, because it's going to pop up on the TV screens. I've stolen another one of your recipes. So I did the oyster sauce with the fish.
Oh, good.
But the other day I did the buttermilk into the corn flour into the shallow oil.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Bigger than Ben-Hur. Everyone thought I was a chef, and I actually, not on the show, but the people with me, I said, I stole that off my mate, Harry Fisher.
Oh, good on you, mate.
It was an absolute ripper, mate. But anyway, it's not about me. It's not about Creek to Coast. What are we cooking today, my friend?
Man, I thought I'd do a bit of a summery dessert because everyone likes a bit of sweetness around the fire. So, look, I'm going for a mango creamy rice. I like to keep my things as long life as possible. What you do is you get your short grain rice and a bit of sugar, so about a quarter of a cup of sugar, and a quarter of a cup of rice, so equal parts. And then you get a 400-gram tin, just a normal tin of coconut cream. You pour that in there with 100 ml of water and just put that in a pot and leave it for about 45 minutes. And it lasts ages. You can reuse this, but just let it all become this sticky, creamy, delicious, coconutty rice. And then, well, that's pretty much ready. You can grab a couple of mango cheeks. You can use the frozen ones. You can use the tinned ones. If you're somewhere like Broome or somewhere tropical, you can usually get them on the side of the road.
Yeah, exactly.
So I did this one originally when I lived in Broome. So we just grabbed a couple off the side of the road, cut the cheeks off, whole cheeks, not the, you don't cut them into little pieces, and grill them. So you just grill them over the fire and get some nice grill marks on there. Yeah, it really sweetens it up and it's delicious. So you get the hot grilled mango over the top of the creamy rice, and it's just unreal, mate. Absolutely unreal.
So did you say when you add all those ingredients to the rice first up, you let that sit a boil for 45 minutes? Is that a
cooking? So it ends up like porridge.
Yeah, okay.
So you get this porridgey, thick, creamy rice.
Stop it. Sugar, coconut cream. Oh, my. A little bit of mango. Oh, wow. That it must be a crowd favourite, Harry.
It is an absolute ripper, mate, like, honestly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you don't have to use mango either, because mango sometimes can be hard to get.
Yeah.
Just use tin pineapple grilled is unreal.
Yeah, okay. And the grilling intrigues me. That's great. That's so good.
Yeah, it caramelizes a bit because it's got the sugar in there, the natural sugar. So it blackens a little bit, and it just adds this really nice texture and flavor, and it makes it taste a bit more adult as opposed to a sort of a fruit salad.
Wow. And I'm assuming that one's in the book, Harry?
Sure is, mate. Sure is.
And you can get the book at Everything Caravan and Camping website. You jump on there, you can get yourself a book. And if people want to follow you, mate, how do they get onto your socials?
Oh, mate, just chuck it into the old Googles.
Yep.
Just fire the fork and you'll find me on just about everything. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you like. I'm even on TikTok.
Yeah, stop it. There he goes. Good on you, Harry. Great to chat, mate.
Good to chat, mate. Cheers.
Let's go.
Now, don't forget to head over to the Everything Caravan and Camping podcast page, everythingcaravancamping.com.au. Sign up to the newsletter for your chance to win a $50 voucher to spend on the ECC Marketplace. To catch up on all of our ECC episodes, you go to where you get your podcasts, or you can head over to everythingcaravanandcamping.com.au.
Let's go!
Okay, it is ECC Park profile time, and the man that's been doing all the profiling, Jason Filippini, he joins me. Hello, mate. How are you?
Good, Scotty.
How's the fam? Everyone well?
Yeah, look, we're all kicking on. We've just had a really big year.
Did you get away at all before Chrissy, after Chrissy?
No. Work. Big year, and we're looking at an even bigger year this year coming because everyone's out there. They've got camping.
Have you noticed, like, what's the feedback been this year? People just love getting out.
They love it.
And
they love
the sunny coast. Yeah.
Yeah. And they just love getting back to what we did as kids.
And parks in general. Like, I know you're talking to a lot of the parks.
Yeah.
Everyone was fairly busy.
You're busy, but still, it's good to see everyone outside doing what we did.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and I think that's what people really embrace with the Australian camping market is getting out there and doing what we did as kids. And the kids are able to walk around the park and be safe.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully we're giving you some ideas for the listeners there to go and visit.
Absolutely.
And you've got another beauty this week.
I do. Trinity Islands Holiday Park.
Trinity. So you're going to have to help. I'll probably, once you give me a broader area.
So it's up towards the Burram River.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just inland a little bit. It's near the river, and so it's a holiday park built around a large couple of dams.
Oh, okay.
And the dams, you can do all sorts of water parks, sports in, and right next door is an adventure place that's part of the park.
Okay.
And they do the flying fox and all sorts of things like that. So it's
So this is Cairns, north of Cairns,
no,
isn't it?
No, just up the Burram River. So
Bundaberg. Okay.
Yeah.
Forget me and my geography.
No,
whatever.
It's just Burram,
yeah,
Bundy.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, it's a great cracking spot.
Yeah, okay.
And it's really a basic camp spot.
Yeah.
And it's got so much going for it. It's got all, you can camp right around the banks of this massive dam.
Yep.
And there's a couple of different places in the dam, and you can put your boats in, you can do all sorts of stuff.
So the kids can kayak, they can do all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, water sports, do a little bit of fishing.
Yeah.
And it's just a good place for everyone to go somewhere different.
Yeah.
It's not on the beach.
Is it a big park?
Yeah, well, the dam's massive. So in geographic space, it's a big park. And you just camp alongside the
Oh, wow. So you can have your own little piece of riverbank, so to speak.
Yeah, so to speak.
They're nice pets.
They take pets, and great little Ina up there, and she's lovely.
Yeah.
And it's just, she does. She goes above and beyond to make your stay great.
Bit of a camp, is it? Most of the parks have all got, but camp kitchens as well?
Yeah, it's a very, got camp kitchen.
Amenities,
all the parks have got that stuff. Yeah. And they're all very well maintained.
I was going to say, you guys pride yourselves on making sure, the last thing you want is someone to walk over with their food and it's dirty or it's this or that.
No.
So it's always,
we're always cleaning. And this morning at 6 a.m. I was cleaning barbecues.
Yeah.
We do a lap through the toilets. We clean toilets early. Yeah. We make sure everything, and we're constantly doing it. We ask people to clean apart from themselves, but when they don't, one deserves to come to a dirty hot place. Yeah. So we do our best. Sometimes we can't help it, but every park in our group, they are all over their cleanliness, and they really do strive for excellence.
And Bundy's not too far. Like, what's it, 3 hours from the sunny coast? Four and a half from Brizzy, five-ish?
It's about a four and a half hour drive to the Burren River, because on the north side, from memory.
Yeah, nice. And I'm guessing if we talk fishing, for those listening up there, they get the odd barramundi, but good mangrove jack.
Yeah.
They get good mackerel in the season. And then, of course, you're flatted and you're whiting.
All in that river. Yeah. And you can do, it's not a big drive to the river, and you can go and fish to your heart's content.
Yeah, amenities close by. I mean, people want to walk and get a coffee or a shop. It's a little bit more secluded.
More secluded. It is a secluded type park. But there's still a little bit around.
But you know what? That sort of stuff, when you're camping like that on riverbank, you don't mind making your own. Take your own little
Jaffa line.
Yeah, all that stuff.
The 3-day-old bread, put in the Jaffa line.
Yeah, tastes brand new. Yeah. the mince from dinner 4 nights ago. Yeah,
that's
I love it. Oh, I love it. So, mate, as we always say, even though this park is a little bit remote, it's still busy.
Yep.
You need to get online and check it all 100%. Out.
All our parks are very busy. You've got to get online. Go and see. Give the guys a call at the park you want to go and see.
Yeah.
Tell them what you want, and you know what? We'll do our best to make it happen.
And what's that website, Jase?
It is eccparks.com.au.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Scotty.
And just a reminder that there are 65 parks throughout Australia and New Zealand. Now, if you head to everythingcaravancamping.com.au today, you can purchase an ECC Parks / Family Parks Travel Rewards membership for a ridiculous low $30. So that is cheap. That's your membership there. And it's going to give you 10% off your stay at all ECC Parks Family Park destinations right throughout Australia and also New Zealand. So it's definitely worth getting. Discounts and deals while you travel with their rewards. You get a third night free voucher and an entry card to their frequent camper competition. So seriously, jump onto the website and get yourself that $30 membership. It is worth every cent. Well, there's another podcast done and dusted for this week. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. As per usual, I have an absolute blast chatting with everybody. But hey, we want to hear from you, the listener. So we want to know if we haven't covered something off, you've got a question in regards to safety, in regards to cooking, in regards to anything. You can even say, Scotty, you said that wrong. Whatever. We want to hear from you. Send us an email, podcast@everythingcaravancamping.com.au. Be safe out on the roads. See you next time.
Come on. Let's go. They've got everything. Everything caravan and camping. Let's go. They've got everything.